following ramp may cause you to pull your hair out, scream at the radio, punch the dashboard. Complaints should be addressed to loudmouthyambag@rock107.com.
Hey, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and here's what's got me jacked. I was walking through downtown Scranton after the show the other day and had to sidestep quite a few sidewalk seating areas. Normally, businesses willy-nilly setting up tables on sidewalks would infuriate me, especially when they leave little room for pedestrians to get by. But in the light of our current situation, I totally understand it. It's a way to serve more customers with reduced inside capacities and all that. Hopefully, they can make some more money and get back on their feet after the shutdown. But, and here's where the rant comes in, they're taking up a ton of sidewalk space and making it difficult to walk. Now, before you get all bent out of shape thinking prospectors against the little guy in small business, hit the pause button. This rant is not against them. No, this rant is aimed squarely at the city and borough governments of Northeast PA who've not yet stepped up. There's far less vehicular traffic than there was months ago. How about we use the city street space for the businesses to serve the customers and still allow safe passage for pedestrians, huh? Spruce Street in downtown Scranton could be one-lane traffic. Trust me, even before all this BS, you didn't need two, three, and in some cases, four lanes there. Same with North Washington Avenue, Linden Street, and yeah, I suspect we could do something similar in parts of Pittston, Hazleton, and Wilkes-Barre. Close a lane, put some tents up, and let's use our streets more effectively and help out these struggling small business owners. You may find we didn't need all that space in the first place, and our cities and towns can become much more inviting and livable. They're doing it in New York, they're doing it in Philly, and they got a whole lot more traffic than we do in NEPA. So let's get with it, governments, and help our businesses out. I'm Prospector. I'm for the people. Who's with me? I gotta go crazy, man!
Ever see the crazy guy screaming at the wall outside the Times building?
Where does this rage come from, my son?
Tweet us with hashtag IFoundProspector and we'll come and get him. Prospector, mornings on Rock 107.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.